How is it different preparing for Carson Palmer as opposed to Aaron Rodgers?
Not much, honestly. Just watching the film, Carson looks really good right now. He's moving better than I've seen him move in the last few years. And, obviously another guy that knows where the ball needs to go, high intelligence, good accuracy, ball out quick. So, from that standpoint, very similar. I guess you got to say Aaron's probably a little more mobile as far as extending plays and making plays on the run. Carson's more in the pocket. So, from that standpoint, but still, I watched some of his escapes against the Saints, and it wasn't looking like a 35-year-old man or however old he is. So, he looks like he came off that knee nice, I've played against Carson for a long time, and he's always played at a high level. So,
how is it different game planning with Dick, knowing he's been in the division with the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he has all the expertise. So, It's week to week. I mean, every week obviously the coordinators and coaches are going to break down the film and install the game plan. Our job is to master the game plan in the week. So, that's what we're taking it for. I think, obviously the good part is, again, there's a lot of film to watch of, Vic's defense playing, or I should say our defense, playing against the Cardinals, because when he was with the Niners.
Vic said that frequently you have the option either being a 2 or 3 point stance. Have you kind of started to like that 2 point stance a little bit more? And what goes into that decision?
I'll be honest, I love the 3 point stance. I really do. I feel at home with my hand in the grass, and it's like nostalgic. And sometimes I start misting up, and I'm laid off the ball. I got to work on that. There's different times and places for it. I definitely want it. There's times where the defense calls, and there's no disguise or no nothing. I can put my hand on the ground and do it. So, but there are different things and times where 2 point stance is more effective. Now, I'll be honest, if it's crunch time and comes down to it's third and long, and I know I'm rushing, I'm probably gonna have my hand on the ground and get to it. But it's one of those things too. I've worked so hard to get comfortable in 2 point stance. I got to make sure I don't get uncomfortable in 3 point stance for when I can use it. So, I think it all depends on the call. All depends on what I'm trying to do. But when it comes down to it, I like the flexibility. I really do. And but there's nothing better than having your hand on the ground and getting after it.
Jared, Vic mentioned winning one-on-one blocks in pass rush. What stood out to you collectively about your game, you guys' game against the Packers?
I think we had some good rushes, but not finishing, honestly. We had a rush plan going into that game, and there was times that it executed really well, and there's times where you just got to get off a block and make a play. I can remember third down, I was able to collapse the edge, and he hits his back foot, takes off, running to the B gap. I would like to be able to get off that block and make that play. And then it comes down to sometimes you just, like you said, you got to win one-on-one. So for me, going back and looking at the film, I think there were some times, and I can only speak for myself, where I think I could have taken, maybe a shot here or there, or one-on-one, better versus just kind of getting to the top of rush and squeezing where. So it's that fine line of, sometimes you get going, and like with Aaron, you'll rush a guy to the inside, he'll just take a little step back, and then you rush your guy to the outside, he'll take a step forward, so that can kind of get frustrated. Then you try to put him over the top versus just, again, there's always a time and place depending on the call where, that's what football is about. You got to win one-on-one matchups, and we didn't win enough of them. And as far as getting them on the ground or hitting them, we didn't do a very good job of that. I take that extremely personal because, that's something I love to do, is hit quarterbacks. And so I think, it's in our mind, it's going, and this week we really want to be we got to force them to be one-dimensional, and then we want to make them uncomfortable.
At least in the back of your mind, is there at least some feeling that Carson Palmer, as good as he is not Aaron Rodgers?
Listen, I expect everybody's best. I'm not going to sit there. Obviously, his name is Carson Palmer. He's not Aaron Rodgers, so by birth, they're different. but as far as talent level, they're both 1-0 right now, and they both look pretty darn good on Sunday, and they've both been to the Pro Bowl and all that good stuff. The accolades are up there. I think Carson was the number one pick overall. So you don't ever sleep on a guy like that. And you got to take each week for the challenge that it is. And each week is going to present different challenges. Carson does things that that honestly can be sometimes more frustrating than Aaron, as far as, like, you know, from in the past of how he sits in the pocket. I mean, he does a great job of hiding behind those tackles, or knowing exactly where his offensive line is setting. And Aaron does too. You know, and Aaron can take a few more shots because he'll bail out the back end and go, you know, do something that puts him on Sports Center all the time and makes us look goofy. But like I said, they're both really, really good quarterbacks. So I don't like to compare. I like to take each week for what it is.
Both John Fox and Vic Fangio said that it may take a while for you guys to establish your identity. What do you think is the possibilities of the identity of this defense?
I hope it's tough, tenacious, and just getting after people. You know, obviously we had opportunities in that game to make a play to change the outcome of that game. There was a few third downs if we get off the field. There's, you look at penalties, that hurt us. And even at the end of the game, we're sitting there with a chance. If we don't get a penalty at the end of the game, with everything that went awry, it's still a one possession game. If we can get the ball back to our offense one more time, I think they were on the 40. So it's a really long field goal. They're going to have to punt. You know, you got to do something to change the game. We didn't have any takeaways. So I always look at, we're close, we're there, but hopefully we learn from that and we say, okay, that's not the identity we want. We want it to be on our shoulders. I want this defense to be established, to put us on the field at the end of the game. That's what I hope it is, and I hope it doesn't take a long time, but really it shouldn't. I think, at some point the idea of, it's a new, that's got to go away. This is our defense. We got to play it. We got to win this year, and we need to try to win every single game that we're competing in. Otherwise, why are you going out there? So we got the right guys to do it. I know, just even today, the way guys are responding and coming out, it's cleaning up little details. And once you do that, your identity can start showing through, because when you're comfortable in it, then everybody's personality comes through and you play more free and you make more plays.
Anything stand out to you about the way the Cardinals protected Palmer against the Saints?
I watched the first half. I thought, I thought the Saints had a couple good, some good inside rushes on them. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, that ball was out quick. That ball was humming, a lot of play action type stuff. I think Cam Jordan missed a wide open one. I know he was probably sick to his stomach. And so I think, again, it's just like anything. When you get your shots, you gotta get them on the ground. And you gotta do things first and second down to force them to have to hold the ball. So I'll watch the rest of the game and rest of the cut-ups, and I'll have a better idea coming tomorrow.
Jared, you mentioned the other day that Lamar played four snaps just because you guys were in sub the whole time, and it was hard to make substitutions. Do you talk to a guy like that who's so used to being out there and playing?
Yeah, absolutely. All of us. I think one thing we understand in our room, we have depth, and we're all competitors, but we're all rooting for each other, too. I thought he handled himself really well. I told him, I don't even know, I might have flipped that on the sideline. we all want to be out there. We all want to make plays to help our team win. I thought he handled it really well. He's out busting his hump. He's a talented player. And he's going to make a bunch of plays for us this year. I guarantee it. So, we just kind of – that's one thing we try to do in our room, just stay together and make sure we're all pushing for the common good, and whoever's on the field root for them to get going.